We're talking today with Clay Bertram, who's the chair of the Oklahoma Beef Council. And Clay, you also sit on the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, representing Oklahoma on that national body as well. And let's talk maybe first of all about that operating committee. This is a key part of the beef checkoff process of actually identifying those dollars as for how they might be invested on behalf of cattle producers. Walk us through that process.
Well, I think the first thing is, what is the Beef Promotion Operating Committee? And it is 10 members of the Federation, and it is also 10 members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board that are elected each year at the winter convention. You interview for the process and are elected to serve a one-year term. And then that body then decides how the 50 cents of each state's dollar collection are then spent each year on ARs.
Of course, this is the federal dollar. In other words, this is the dollar that does go to the national level, right?
Yes, it is the federal dollar. We just met this September. We spent a full day listening to proposals that had gone through the committee process at the summer convention, being scored and looked at by producers that serve on those committees.
Tell me a little bit about, obviously, over the years, the dollars have gotten a little bit less because we've had to, you know, cut back on cattle numbers, but also the spending power has gone down as well.
Yeah, 2 years ago when I first served on this committee, we had to make a lot of cuts because of the decreasing of the cow herd and the lower collection dollars. This year there wasn't quite as many cuts, and they've really come forth with some really good programs. The contractors have done a very good job, and the committees have really done a good job of working through the process and looking at those different processes and those ARs and those programs that really work for the producer.
Now, you know, the checkoff has really got three areas that they, it's been stated you spend money in: promotion, obviously, education, research. You know, as you try to divvy up the money, how do those three areas kind of fall out?
Well, you know, research is a very, very important part. Without research, that's kind of the basis for everything we do, is the research. And then you have the promotion arm, and that arm has really changed over the years. People ask, well, why aren't we on TV? Why aren't we more in print ads, and why aren't we more there? Well, our audience has changed. We're more in a millennial generation in the social media age. You know, people aren't planning meals for a week now. They're planning a meal at 4:30 in the afternoon. So we have to be in that social media environment, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and those areas right now. So we've really upped the campaign to a digital media platform.
And that really has gone over the last couple of years. So you've actually been able to see some results from the campaign thus far.
Yeah, that change happened last year, and it's really a big focus change for the Beef Promotion Operating Committee than what we had seen in the past.
Now, you know, beyond the digital media campaign, you've also got a lot of efforts where you're really trying to work with influencers these days.
Yeah, I also serve as co-chair of the Nutrition and Health Committee, and we're really focusing on those people that are influencers, bloggers, nurses, doctors, nutritional people that come in contact with the day-to-day consumers, and how do we get in touch with those people, and how do we present our information to them? The BOLD study, the DASH diet, and how do we really get that information in front of them? So there's a lot of push to get that information out to them.
Tell me a little bit about this year's process. As far as you indicated that you didn't have quite as many cuts, you know, what were some general areas of money, you know, spending that as we go forward as of October 1?
You know, with the total committee, we spent about $42 million, and that's up a little bit from last year, about $3 million from last year's meeting. There was about $8 million spent in research. There was $10 million spent in the foreign markets and in various other consumer information and other areas. You know, the contractors that we work with, the American Farm Bureau Foundation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Livestock Producers Association, and the United States Meat Export Federation all do a very good job in bringing their work to us.
I know that USMEF, the money that we spend overseas, that has gotten us a lot of bang for the buck.
Yes, it has. And, you know, they presented some information to us that tell us that, you know, every dollar that they invest is a $43 return to us. So that really hit home with the operating committee when they show us those numbers.
Let's maybe switch gears, Clay, and talk a little bit about how Oklahoma goes about our business. You know, you're operating on a fiscal year as well that starts October 1. You've got your plan of work for the new fiscal year, I know, now in place. And we spend quite a bit of money overseas as well.
Yes, we do. You know, we're not here in Oklahoma. We can't move the needle of beef because we don't have the high population areas. But we can really invest those dollars in the overseas market and really get a real good return on our investment. And that's what this is really all about here in Oklahoma and at the National Investment is where we look at our dollars and what kind of return are we getting for that.
And, you know, as far as, you know, the Oklahoma dollars are concerned, I know that, that you've actually kind of identified that you're going to spend very few dollars locally. Most of those dollars are going to go either out of state or overseas.
Yeah, and that's just because we see a bigger return on our investment for those dollars, Ron. And that's just what the board has decided to do and where we see those investments going.
You know, as you look at this process, you've seen it inside the room. Going back to the operating committee, and as well as your work there with the Oklahoma Beef Council, for a cattle producer maybe that's not directly involved, what's the conversation with them? How would you describe to them the value of what's going on for the cattle industry for these promotion education efforts?
You know, we all spend that that $1 return. We pay that dollar check off every time we sell the animal, and if you look at that as the marketing branch of your operation, that's your advertising budget. How much money do you have in your operation to spend on advertising to advertise your product? Well, that's kind of what this is. Is that your arm for your operation and how you promote that and how you do that. And I'll tell you, from the Oklahoma Beef Council perspective and the operating committee perspective, we are very diligent with those dollars, and we look at each project as if it were our own and if that were dollars invested on your own farm and ranch.
And I know, of course, the whole concept of that, you know, obviously got a big bang for the buck on the international level, but the overall bang is pretty significant as well, over $11.
Yeah, you know, the $1, the return on investment is $11.20 as the research showed last year.